Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Who was on ESPN over the weekend, and it got so bad between them and the IMG Academy, and it was played right here in Northeast Ohio in Canton, that the announcers started apologizing. ESPN had to issue a statement. Apparently, they were completely scammed, fooled,
bamboozled
about the merits of this school, whether or not it was even a real high school at all. And joining us now is somebody who apparently there was a chance that their child might have been going to that school at some point. Ray Holtzclaw joins us on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Ray, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Okay, just set us up at least with this. Your child, what connection your child and you have with this school, if anything?
Well, we had started out in the spring. We were going to play spring ball for them, do the camp circuit, and then if Judah picked up an offer in the spring, we were going to go with the offer if it was a school that we wanted to go to, or if we entered fall, we would play their fall schedule.
Okay, what high school would your son have attended if it was just a local high school?
My son attended Westerville Central High School here in Westerville, Ohio.
Okay, Westerville. All right. So given that, what was appealing at first about this school that made you at least get out the brochure, pay attention, attempt to go to the website if you could even do that?
Okay, no brochure, no website, really. What was appealing was they were going to play in the spring, and because we had a shortened season in Ohio and no coaches were available to come to those games, we thought if we played in the spring, we get more exposure. Maybe they lift the dead period and, you know, coaches could get out. And we all know that that didn't happen. So the spring never happened at Bishop Sycamore. For a bunch of different reasons, but it just didn't happen.
And did your son know any of the players that were on the team? Had you heard about any of the players? Because some of these allegedly had Division I offers. That's what kind of duped ESPN, as they figured when they aired this game against IMG, oh, it's going to be a number of big-time recruits. Look at the schedule that they've set up. They're going to play St. Ed's. They played Ignatius last year. They played Akron Hoban this year. They have DeMatha on their schedule. What were you able to kind of learn from this school at all?
Well, we just basically were looking for a place to play that Judah could stay locally. We were looking into the prep school situation, and then I ran across them through an old contact, and I really didn't know anybody on, and Judah didn't know anybody on the team. So, you know, we were the starting block to rebuilding what they had from the previous year.
We got Ray Holtzclaw joining us on the show. His son Judah was maybe going to be a quarterback for this Bishop Sycamore school, which is not really a school. So I saw some of your tweets, and it said you basically had him all. Were you all set to play quarterback? Was your son Judah all set to play quarterback here for a second here before I move on any further? Was he going to go?
Okay. Yeah, we had, you know, that was our intention at the beginning until we went to some camps and that we all attended.
All right, what happened at the camps?
So we went to, starting in June, we went to Georgia, was our first camp, and they had arranged us staying in a hotel in Rockwall so that we could drive to Georgia, and then we were going to come back and then go to Clemson the next day. Okay. I checked out of the hotel and then later got a call from the hotel saying, hey, your room wasn't paid for. And I'm like, well, I'm part of this group, and they're evidently going to stay. We're going to move on to the next hotel because of how far it was from Clemson to that hotel. We didn't want to drive the next morning because it was a full day camp. And we left. And then, so I'm laying in the hotel room the second day at a different hotel, and I get a notification on my phone that my card had been charged about $2,500. And I quickly called the card and said, you know, what is this? And they're like, it's the hotel where you were at yesterday. And I'm like, well, $2,500. Are you kidding me? And I called the hotel, and they're like, well, you're the only card that we had on file for this, for your team. And I'm like, well,
it's a 5-star Ramada Inn.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Yeah. So I was like, look, I'm a parent, you know, my son stayed in our room. I'll pay for my room. It was supposed to have been taken care of by the team, but I'll take care of it. But I'm not paying for the other, you know, 15 or so rooms that were there. And so they agreed to do it. And Coach Roy and Coach Peterson had explained to me that they had set up direct billing, and there was some confusion and everything. And I thought, okay, well, we'll see. My room's paid for. You guys get that all worked out. We went to the camp. They showed up a little bit later at the camp. And then, so we did that camp. We did another camp. And then we went on to Dallas, to the big SMU mega camp. And we checked in the hotel, and we had flown from Atlanta to Dallas. They were in a bus with the rest of the kids. We just didn't feel like, you know, putting that kind of travel on Judah in a bus. So we went to the next hotel, and we were there the second, I think it was the second day we were there. Judah gets a phone call because he's in the room, and it says, you need to pay for your room. And he calls me and says, Dad, they're asking me to pay for the room. And I'm like, oh no, it's starting again. So I go back to the hotel, and we sat with the management of the hotel. We were probably with them for 3 or 4 hours, trying to, you know, work things out. And then I kept calling Roy and Coach Peterson and saying, hey, what's going on? And they're like, oh, it's this direct billing thing. It's not fixed. And I'm like, well, the last hotel, I called the last hotel. I said, do you guys ever get your money? And they're like, no. And so we were asked to leave that hotel. And after that, we were like, we're not staying with the team any longer.
Yeah,
at
Ray.
The hotels.
Yeah, Ray, sorry to cut you off. We're talking to Ray Holtzclaw. This is a father of somebody who
Judah.
was trying to get involved with this team. And you had only heard what, good things about this team? What was the reputation about this team? You said you hadn't really seen a lot, but I'm sure you did some investigative work.
Did very little. I mean, I met with Roy Johnson, and he's a really likable guy.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Coach Peterson both. I talked to him, and you know, my questions up front were, hey, if we come to this team, you know, how many guys are coming back? How many guys, you know, do you think you're going to have? And they're like, oh, we're going to have, you know, 50, 60 guys easily. And we've got, you know, all these starters coming back. We met probably 6 people initially. And then it was like, I kept, you know, especially in the spring, we're the guys that are supposed to be on Judah's team, you know. And we kept getting receivers because those, you know, initially these receivers were like, oh, Judah's our quarterback. I mean, Judah's first team All-State quarterback in Ohio. No joke. You know, so he's a legitimate player. He's a 3-star player. And they were like, oh, if he's going to be the quarterback, of course you're going to draw attention from kids that are wanting to continue just like Judah. They want to play football. These are good kids. You know, all they want to do is play, you know. And, you know, it's just unfortunate that they're trapped in a situation now where, you know, they're not living in the hotel that they moved into to begin with. You know, we got kicked out of 2 hotels that I was stayed with the team with. One of those hotels still has not been paid, to my knowledge. I called them about 3 weeks ago just to check, and they're like, nope, we still haven't been paid. And I'm like, okay, well, here's if I can give you a phone number or anything to help, you know, here's their contact information. And they just kind of it's not our fault kind of attitude.
All right, so you're obviously talking about some of the issues they're having, and it's come to light about money that just has not been paid back to banks. And, you know, Jay Richardson, a former Ohio State Buckeye player, was involved in this. And, you know, there's an arrest warrant now for the head coach, and people are trying to recoup these funds. I want to ask you, as a parent, I don't want to sound naive here. I get that there are football factories. I get that there are these prep schools. I know that my first foray into anything like this was Oak Hill Academy when I saw them play against St. Vincent St. Mary's back in the day. And I remember the head coach, Steve Smith, at the time was asked about academics all the time. Are kids really going to school? I want to ask you about the academics and the considerations there. Had you looked into the academics of this school? Had you heard anything about it? What did Coach Roy Johnson and others, what did they say about the academic component of this?
So the academic component for Judah was totally different from what I'm hearing from the other kids. Judah graduated high school, had a 3.3 grade point average. He's a qualifier. I said, because I'd called the NCAA and asked them, you know, explain to me what this gap year is. Can he play for a team? And they're like, he can play for a team. He only has to take whatever they require at that school. So I asked Roy, he's like, he has to take one class. It's a religious histories class or something that I teach. And Jude will have to take that class at some point. And I said, that's all he has to do. And he's like, yep, he doesn't have to do anything. He can take, you know, a couple of college classes if he wants to. He doesn't need to, but it just depends on what you guys want to do. And so we didn't have to investigate their school too much because, again, it's he was in a different situation with have already graduated and so forth.
So what's what's Judah doing now?
So Judah is now enrolled at Youngstown State University.
Okay. He's enrolled. Is he currently on the roster?
Yes, he is. He's full scholarship.
Oh, okay. Well, at least it worked out okay with him. So now you said you checked in like 3 weeks ago. This is before the season started. Did you roll any red flags out there to the media down in Columbus or anything like this about this school that doesn't really exist?
I have called and left messages with OHSAA with no one returning any phone calls. I did talk to a coach in Duncanville High School because I'm from Texas and we played Duncanville when I was in high school. So I reached out to them and they said they were going to investigate. Because I told them, I said, I don't think you're playing. You're not playing a traditional high school. You're not playing, you know, most of these kids either have already graduated or should have graduated. So, you know, they're taking advantage of the reclass. Now, there's mixed feelings. You can reclass in the eighth grade and no one says anything. Mm-hmm. You could be 19 years old and playing at your regular high school and nobody will say anything. So I thought, okay, well, we're essentially just reclassing. We're just doing it after his senior year. But because of COVID, you know, we thought, okay, well, if it's allowed, we'll do it. And a lot of kids are doing it, but evidently they're still playing in high school. I've learned a lot since then, but they're playing a traditional high school schedule, which they should not be allowed to do.
Yeah, and I just wonder. It sounds like you're certainly, you know, there's some regrets here, and you're going back and you're trying to write some of this or try to investigate as best you can. And it seems like we needed a lot more people to do that. At some point, this Roy Johnson, just kind of finally about the head coach, you said likable guy. I mean, is he teaching football? Is he teaching kids life lessons? Is this a good guy, or do you have other thoughts after dealing with him?
We were there long enough to know that he's not he knows football. He's not a coach. I mean, in my opinion, he's more of an administrative person. They were supposed to have a coaching staff, which left, a couple of them left during the process because of some stuff that was going on. And like I said, they were told to leave. And so, you know, a bunch of people were asked to coach, but, you know, I don't think they're qualified to be coaching either Peterson or Johnson. They're, you know, they've been around football, but my opinion, they're not really coaches.
Does your son talk to any of his former teammates or to be former teammates on that team still, or have you lost contact? Has he lost contact?
No, we pretty much kind of separated ourselves from it. And I mean, he's wished everybody, as well as I have, the guys that, you know, we met during the process. I was real involved with, you know, helping rent facilities, you know, at first when we were doing Judah's training, and we would ask the receivers to come, because as a quarterback, you want to get your timing down with receivers you're going to work with. So we were trying to do that as much as we could. So I was real involved in that, but, you know, it was unfortunate for the kids that are there now. They're blinded by, you know, their loyalty to their coach, and I commend them for that, but they're not seeing the picture of, you know, what are your coaches really teaching you if they're not paying their bills and they're just blaming other people for the situation they're in. I as a father, I couldn't sit and do that with Judah. I was like, you know, I don't care who they're playing. You know, they have obligations, and they're just blaming other people for not paying those bills when it's their organization. And so, you know, that's ultimately why we pulled out. And, you know, unfortunately, they don't have as many kids as what they keep talking about. You know, I looked at their team that took the field on IMG, and they say they have multiple teams. And I'm like, no, they have one team. And, you know, as far as I can tell, they probably have about 25 guys. And, you know, they say they have 50. You know, somebody needs to go out and video their practice.
Ray, we thank you very much for the time. It's an interesting perspective. We thank you very much for your candor. All the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ray Holtzclaw joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Yes.
I have 1,000 thoughts circling in my head right now.
All right. Well, we will follow up on hopefully all 1,000 of those thoughts when we come back. Also, Tough Love or Over the Line, a viral video of Trent Dilfer emerged yesterday, and it had the football world talking. That's next on The Fan as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.